If God's wrath is real and righteous, who needs your loving warning before judgment arrives? And are you willing to be the watchman who speaks light and truth? Does an understanding of God's holy wrath stir a burden for others, prompting prayer, compassion, and courage to share Christ's salvation before it's too late? The wrath of God, warning, wake up, and witness. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, if you haven't checked out our websites, fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org, I want to encourage you to do that. It will be a great source of information, both for your spiritual growth and also how to be involved in the public square. If you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender huddle, place this inside of your huddle. It's a great way that we can change our hearts, and that in turn changes the public square. So I hope you're having a great day. We're going to enter into a new series. I think it's 8 parts, called The Wrath of God. And this is going to be a serious set of scriptures, but we are committed at FPIW and FPIW Action to preaching the whole counsel of God's Word. And so as we go into this, I hope this will encourage your day and encourage you to walk closer and closer with God. So our series starts out with Romans chapter 1, verse 18. It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God has made it evident to them." Did you notice at the beginning here? It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven." I was thinking about this as I was going through the scriptures to prepare this. I was thinking about, didn't we just see the word revealed? And right above that, the idea that the righteousness of God is revealed. And as I was putting this together, I was thinking, we have a choice. We can either see the uncovering of God's righteousness, which is through faith, or we can see in this verse the suppression of truth, which brings God's wrath upon us. Now, I know this isn't popular to preach, or it doesn't maybe feel like a loving God or a caring God or a God that really wants to draw us closer together, but I'm so glad that we serve a God that forewarns us that he is a God of holiness and righteousness and truth, and that we can't just simply make up things on our own and go our own way. So, "For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith." For in the gospel. So you have the gospel revealing righteousness, and we have, if we don't experience that through faith, we then have or experience the wrath of God. So what is the wrath of God from heaven? Have you thought about that? You know, usually we don't think of heaven as being a place where something wrathful is, or a place where, you know, anger and that kind of thing can come out. The idea of the wrath of God is different than the spiritual attacks of Satan. So God is very intentional. God is very holy and just in his wrath. God is a wrathful, avenging God. He does not like us as his creation to dishonor and disobey him. And we need to think about that as we enter into the public square today. So the wrath of God is revealed against ungodliness. Now, when you look at that verse, it says the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Secondly, it's revealed against ungodliness. We're living in a time and an age where there is a lot of ungodliness taking place around us. And this can be from our sexual sins. This can be from our interactions with humanity, our love for each other. This could be from our personal sins. This could be from a lot of different areas of our life, but we have ungodliness surrounding us and shaping our worldview. And it says this, that the wrath of God is revealed against all ungodliness. Next, the wrath of God is against the unrighteousness of men. This is why we talked about the righteousness of God so much in the prior section about the gospel. But the wrath of God is revealed against the unrighteous people. And then finally, the wrath of God is against those who suppress truth in unrighteousness. And we're going to talk about that in the next show here, but devotional. But we want to encourage you to think about this, that God's wrath is against the ungodly, against the unrighteous, and against those who suppress truth in unrighteousness. Have you noticed that in our culture right now, it seems like people are holding down the truth. They're like suppressing it like never before. Whether we take the life issue where we think, well, we can kill our babies and chop them into pieces and this kind of thing. And it's not a baby, it's a fetus. Say what? It's a baby, period. And you can't do that. You can't suppress that in unrighteousness. Or we could take a euthanasia of our elderly, right? You know, where we're devaluing the elderly among us and our widows among us. And somehow it's okay. I think this has started in Canada specifically, but we can euthanize our elderly or the disabled. We don't value those who are disabled among us. Or we could take simple things like we are overtaxing or have a bigger government, or we are allowing lawlessness to run the streets. Or we could take the immigration issue of the idea of something, someone illegal is in a state or in a country, and that is somehow okay, ignoring the word illegal. Do you understand that God is a God of order and he likes things to be done legally, not illegally? It's false compassion to say, we're going to simply aid and embed people who've broken the law. So how is the wrath of God revealed? Well, ultimately, in the book of Revelation, there's going to be seven seals, the seven seal judgment found in Revelation 6, 1 through 17 and 8, 1 through 5. There's going to be the trumpet judgments found in Revelation 8, 6. And you can see the scriptures there through 11, 15 through 19. And then the seven bowl judgments found in Revelation 16, 1 through 21. This will be a revealing of God's wrath upon the earth. You're like, man, why did I even tune in today? This is like depressing. I'm going to work. I wanted a pick me up and excitement. And you are here telling me about the wrath of God. Well, first off and foremost, if you haven't embraced the gospel message of Jesus Christ by faith through grace, I want to encourage you to confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and you will be saved. That's the first starting point of the gospel, death, burial, resurrection, and appearance, that we start by confessing Jesus as Lord and we repent of our sin and we turn to the living God. But if you are a Christ follower, then the main public square application today is, are you going to be a light to those, if not warned, will experience the wrath we just mentioned? I mean, this is the thing about when we look at the scriptures is, if we truly believe that God is avenging, wrathful, and able to punish, justly punish, the disobedience of our sin, then won't we be wanting to give people a warning about that? To say, hey, listen, God is loving, but God is also He's righteous and he's holy and he's just and he can't wink at your sin. Repent, for the day, today is the day of salvation. I hope that this word today will give you a burden for your coworker, give you a burden for the lost around you, that supermarket worker that you're going to see, that you would be light and salt in this present age, because there is evil rising up all around us in this world today. This is why we need to study the wrath of God. Do we believe that God is the God who, you know, does like parents do, where they make false allegations or false areas of attempt to hold their kids accountable and then they forget about it? Does God just somehow wink at sin and forget about it? Forget about it. No. God is a God who has to walk in righteousness and peace. And he's looking for faith in our hearts that he has forgiven us and drawn us close to the cross of Christ Jesus. That he has done a good work in us. By faith you have been saved and not of yourself. It is a gift from God. It is the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. And so I want to encourage you today. Would you pray a prayer like this? Heavenly Father, we just pray that you'll give us a burden for those who don't know you. Lord, we know that your wrath is going to come upon this earth and judgment is going to come upon this earth. We are basking, and we as a culture as a whole are walking in disobedience to you. Lord, we turn back to you. We repent of our sin, God. We repent of dishonoring you. And Lord, we ask that we'll have such a desire for those that do not know you to know you in a deeper and intimate way. Go before us today, God. Surround us today, God. Speak life through us today, God, that we would hear your spirit as he speaks to us, as he directs us, and as he leads us to those who do not know you. And if they are not warned, will experience your wrath. God, help us to be people who are like the watchman on the wall who will give a warning when evil is coming. Help us to be truthful, stand in righteousness, walk in holiness, and bring glory and honor to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.